Good morning and welcome to Simply AI. It's Sunday, April 7th. On today's show, researchers at Microsoft AI propose LLM ABR, a machine learning system that utilizes LLMs to design adaptive bitrate algorithms. Alibaba Qwen releases Qwen 1 at 532B, a new multilingual dense LLM outperforming Mixtral on the Open LLM leaderboard. Plus, we'll be discussing the improvements to the fine-tuning API and the expansion of the custom models program. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply AI. We start off with a focus on large language models, or LLMs, which have shown remarkable capabilities in generating high-quality text and code. These models, trained on extensive text corpora, can translate user requests into code snippets, craft specific functions, and even build entire projects from scratch. A recent application of LLMs involves developing heuristic greedy algorithms for NP-hard problems and creating reward functions for robotics use. Here to delve deeper into this topic is Michael, a correspondent for Simply AI. Can you tell us more about the use of LLMs in generating algorithms?
Certainly, David. Using LLMs to design prompts that directly generate alternate algorithms has significant potential. However, it's quite challenging for LLMs to directly generate high-quality algorithms for a given target scenario, possibly due to insufficient training data. Typically, LLMs are used to generate a collection of candidate algorithms with diverse designs, but it's difficult for them to rank these algorithms and select the best one. A recent paper addresses this issue by using LLMs to generate candidate model designs and performing pre-checks to filter these candidates before training.
Can you tell us more about this paper and the system it introduced?
Absolutely. Researchers from Microsoft Research, UT Austin, and Peking University introduced LLM ABR, the first system that leverages the generative capabilities of LLMs to autonomously design adaptive bitrate, or ABR, algorithms tailored for diverse network characteristics. It allows LLMs to design key components, such as states and neural network architectures, within a reinforcement learning framework. LLM ABR was evaluated across different network settings, including broadband, satellite, 4G, and 5G, and it consistently outperformed default ABR algorithms.
How does this approach compare to traditional methods of designing ABR algorithms?
The traditional approach for designing ABR algorithms is complex and time-consuming, involving heuristic, machine learning-based, and empirical testing methods. To overcome this, the researchers used input prompts and the source code of an existing algorithm in LLMs to generate many new designs. However, codes produced by LLMs often fail to perform normalization, leading to overly large inputs for neural networks. To address this, an additional normalization check was added to ensure the correct scaling of inputs. The remaining LLM-generated designs were then evaluated, and the one with the best video quality of experience, or QoE, was selected.
What were the results of this approach?
The researchers produced 3,000 network architectures using GPT 3.5. After a compilation check to filter out invalid designs, 760 architectures passed and were further evaluated in various network scenarios. The performance improvements ranged from 1.4 cent to 50.0% across different network scenarios, with the largest gains observed with Starlink traces due to overfitting issues in the default design. For 4G and 5G traces, the new network architecture consistently outperformed the baseline across all epochs, although the overall improvements were modest.
What does this mean for the future of AI and network design?
The proposed model, LLM ABR, is the first system that utilizes the generative capabilities of LLMs to autonomously design adaptive bitrate algorithms tailored for diverse network environments. This represents a significant step forward in the application of AI and network design. The in-depth analysis performed for code variants that exhibit superior performance across different network conditions holds significant value for the future creation of ABR algorithms.
That's certainly something to watch. Thanks for that update, Michael. Speaking of advancements in AI, Alibaba's AI research division has made a significant stride in the field with the unveiling of its latest language model, the Qwen 1.5-32B. This model is a remarkable balance of high-performance computing and resource efficiency, setting new benchmarks in the realm of open-source large language models. Here to discuss this further is Abby, a correspondent for Simply AI. Can you tell us more about this new model and its features?
Certainly, David. The Qwen 1.5-32B is a testament to Alibaba's commitment to advancing AI technology in a way that's accessible to everyone. It surpasses its predecessors and competitors in many ways, scoring impressively on the multilingual multitask learning benchmark and the open large language model leaderboard. This model is unique in its ability to reduce memory consumption and speed up inference times without compromising performance.
That's quite impressive. How does this model achieve such efficiency?
The model employs a combination of innovative architecture enhancements, including a unique mechanism called grouped query attention, which boosts efficiency. What's more, the design of the model allows it to run on a single consumer-grade GPU, making it accessible to a broader range of users and developers.
And what about its language support?
The Qwen 1.5-32B supports 12 languages, including major ones like Spanish, French, German, and Arabic. This multilingual capability makes the model useful in various applications worldwide, from automated translation services to AI-driven interactions across different cultures.
What does this mean for developers and enterprises?
The Qwen 1.5-32B comes with a custom license that permits commercial use. This is a strategic move that encourages innovation and allows smaller players to use cutting-edge AI technology without the high costs typically associated with large models.
And how does this model contribute to the wider AI community?
Alibaba has released the model on Hugging Face, a clear indication of its commitment to the open source community. This move promotes cooperation and ongoing advancement in AI research and development. By making this robust tool accessible, Alibaba is contributing to the global AI ecosystem.
What are the key takeaways from this development?
The Qwen 1.5-32B sets new standards for efficiency without sacrificing performance, making high-quality AI more accessible. It supports 12 languages, opening up new avenues for global AI applications. Its custom license facilitates wider adoption and integration into commercial products. It's designed to run on consumer-grade GPUs, democratizing access to advanced AI technologies. And by being available on Hugging Face, it invites collaboration and contribution from the global AI community.
Thanks for the insights, Abby, on the leaps being made in AI technology. Speaking of advancements, developers are constantly seeking ways to enhance model performance, reduce latency, improve accuracy, and cut costs. Techniques such as retrieval augmented generation, fine-tuning, and building custom-trained models with domain-specific knowledge are all part of the toolbox. Today, we're discussing new features aimed at giving developers more control over fine-tuning with the API and introducing more ways to work with a team of AI experts to build custom models. Celeste, our correspondent for Simply AI, is here to delve deeper into this topic. Can you tell us more about these new features?
Certainly, David. The self-serve fine-tuning API for GPT 3.5 was launched in August 2023 and has since been used by thousands of organizations to train hundreds of thousands of models. Fine-tuning helps models deeply understand content and augment a model's existing knowledge for a specific task. It also supports a larger volume of examples than can fit in a single prompt, achieving higher quality results while reducing cost and latency. Common use cases include training a model to generate better code in a specific programming language, summarizing text in a specific format, or crafting personalized content based on user behavior.
Can you give us an example of how this fine-tuning API has been used in practice?
Absolutely. A good example is Indeed, the global job matching and hiring platform. They fine-tuned GPT 3.5 Turbo to generate higher quality and more accurate explanations for a feature that sends personalized recommendations to job seekers. This resulted in an 80% reduction in the number of tokens in the prompt, improving cost and latency, and enabling them to scale from less than 1 million messages to job seekers per month to roughly 20 million.
That's quite impressive. What new features are being introduced to give developers more control over their fine-tuning jobs?
Several new features are being introduced. These include epoch-based checkpoint creation, a comparative playground for comparing model quality and performance, third-party integration support, comprehensive validation metrics, hyperparameter configuration, and improvements to the fine-tuning dashboard.
What about the custom models program? Are there any updates on that front?
Yes, there are. OpenAI has announced an assisted fine-tuning offering as part of the custom model program. This is a collaborative effort with OpenAI's technical teams to leverage techniques beyond the fine-tuning API, such as additional hyperparameters and various parameter-efficient fine-tuning methods at a larger scale. It's particularly helpful for organizations that need support setting up efficient training data pipelines, evaluation systems, and bespoke parameters and methods to maximize model performance for their use case or task.
Can you give us an example of how this assisted fine-tuning has been used?
Sure. SK Telecom, a telecommunications operator in South Korea, worked with OpenAI to fine-tune GPT-4 to improve its performance in telecom-related conversations in the Korean language. This collaboration resulted in a 35% increase in conversation summarization quality, a 33% increase in intent recognition accuracy, and an increase in satisfaction scores from 3.6 to 4.5 when comparing the fine-tuned model to GPT-4.
And what about fully custom-trained models?
In some cases, organizations need to train a purpose-built model from scratch that understands their business, industry, or domain. For example, Harvey, an AI-native legal tool for attorneys, partnered with OpenAI to create a custom-trained large language model for case law. The resulting model achieved an 83% increase in factual responses, and attorneys preferred the customized model's outputs 97% of the time over GPT-4.
What does the future hold for model customization?
OpenAI believes that in the future, most organizations will develop customized models that are personalized to their industry, business, or use case. With a variety of techniques available to build a custom model, organizations of all sizes can develop personalized models to realize more meaningful, specific impact from their AI implementations. The key is to clearly scope the use case, design and implement evaluation systems, choose the right techniques, and be prepared to iterate over time for the model to reach optimal performance.
Thanks for the insight, Celeste. In other AI news, OpenAI is making strides in the development of safe and beneficial AI. They've recently shared insights from a small-scale preview of a model called Voice Engine. This model uses text input and a single 15-second audio sample to generate natural-sounding speech that closely resembles the original speaker. Here to delve deeper into this is our correspondent, Bella. Can you tell us more about this voice engine?
Certainly, David. Voice Engine was first developed in late 2022 and has been used to power the preset voices available in OpenAI's text-to-speech API, as well as ChatGPT Voice and Read Aloud. It's impressive that a small model with just a 15-second sample can create emotive and realistic voices. However, OpenAI is taking a cautious approach to a broader release due to the potential for synthetic voice misuse. They're currently in the process of starting a dialogue on the responsible deployment of synthetic voices.
What are some of the potential applications of this technology?
OpenAI has been privately testing Voice Engine with a small group of trusted partners to better understand its potential uses. Some early applications include providing reading assistance to non-readers and children, translating content to reach a global audience, improving essential service delivery in remote settings, supporting non-verbal individuals, and helping patients recover their voice. For example, Age of Learning, an education technology company, has been using Voice Engine to generate pre-scripted voiceover content and create real-time, personalized responses to interact with students.
That sounds promising. But what about the risks associated with generating speech that resembles people's voices?
OpenAI is fully aware of the risks, especially in an election year. They're engaging with partners from across various sectors to ensure feedback is incorporated as they build. The partners testing Voice Engine have agreed to usage policies that prohibit impersonation without consent or legal right. OpenAI also requires explicit and informed consent from the original speaker and doesn't allow developers to build ways for individual users to create their own voices. They've implemented safety measures, including watermarking to trace the origin of any audio generated by Voice Engine, and proactive monitoring of how it's being used.
What does the future hold for Voice Engine?
OpenAI is committed to understanding the technical frontier and openly sharing what is becoming possible with AI. They're choosing to preview but not widely release this technology at this time. They're encouraging steps like phasing out voice-based authentication as a security measure, exploring policies to protect the use of individuals' voices in AI, educating the public about the capabilities and limitations of AI technologies, and accelerating the development and adoption of techniques for tracking the origin of audiovisual content.
Thanks for the insights, Bella. And with that, we conclude our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply AI. We'll see you back here tomorrow.